Will Rogers said, "If there are no dogs in heaven, when I die, I want to go where they went." Welcome to the Soul Podcast. I'm Stacy Wheeler. There are dog people, and there are people who say they are not. As a dog person, I've always put the "I'm not a dog person" people into one of two categories in my mind. Either they had a bad first experience with a dog as a child, or they never owned a dog, so they never got to experience the magic of a dog's love. I don't remember a single time in childhood when I didn't desire a dog. Every puppy I saw made me squeal with delight. Even now, as a grandfather, when there are puppies near, I lay on the ground and let them attack me. And you know, they always go for the face. Try that sometime when you're depressed. It's impossible not to laugh like crazy. If I get depressed, don't bring me meds. Bring me puppies. When I was a boy, our neighbors moved and were planning to get rid of their dog, Toby. My brothers and I loved that dog, and I don't know how we did it, but somehow we convinced my mother to let us keep him. He was with us 8 years before he jumped the Rainbow Bridge and went to the place good dog souls go. And those 8 years were full of beautiful memories made with my four-legged buddy. My brothers and I are all grown up with grown children, but none of us can look at a picture of that dog without telling loving stories of moments with him. Toby was sweet and fun-loving and always down for an adventure. He was a magical animal. And so at a young age, I realized dogs were special. But I didn't put much thought into why I loved dogs so much. I just knew I did. We learn so much from our four-legged best friends. And they are so wise beyond us in some ways. 12 years ago, a stray found me at an animal shelter near Reno. Well, we found each other. She was a floppy-eared beagle basset hound mix with a contagious level of happiness. I named her Skittles, and the adventures we've had. This week, I said goodbye to my furry companion. In those 12 wonderful years, I learned so many beautiful lessons from her. Lessons that would help anyone be a better person or an excellent dog. So in Skittles' memory, I share a few of those lessons with you. Lesson 1. Sniff the hand. Don't presume anyone will be unkind or unlikable. When you're sweet and slightly vulnerable, most everyone will be sweet in return. Assume the best and wait. When you make the first move, when you check them out, when you're a little vulnerable, you make a lot of new friends. My dog was so sweet when I took her out somewhere. I usually made new friends, who she introduced me to through her outgoing nature. Kindness and a happy nature go a long way, and it begins with a touch of vulnerability. Sniff the hand. Lesson 2. Appreciate the little things. Skittles taught me how to not take things for granted. We're blessed to live in an abundant time. It's easy to forget how great it is. Skittles showed me new ways to look at everyday things. One day I picked up a pizza on the way out of town for a weekend camping trip to the woods, just me and Skittles. We arrived at the spot and I hung my hammock and then broke out the pizza. She gave me the basset hound eyes and I folded. She loved pizza, and this one was a combination, so there was lots of different toppings. I got in the habit of not giving her the crust, you know, just the toppings, healthier. You gotta justify when you got basset hound eyes begging you. Each time I'd pluck something off the top and place it in front of her, she became more joyous. She lost her mind when there was pizza around. She'd wag and smile. Yeah, Skittles smiled when she was super happy. She always did this when I gave her pizza toppings. She just lost it. But that day, in the serenity of the forest, I was present. I saw her glee more deeply that day. And I started to wonder why she could get so excited about pizza toppings. And I had a realization. I had a realization about the thing I was holding in my hand. This pizza was a miracle of the modern world. The ingredients were from all over the globe. Wheat from the Midwest, olives from Italy, salami and pepperoni from who knows where, tomatoes, sauce, artichoke hearts. Food had traveled thousands of miles in all sorts of directions to land in this combination on my plate. People speaking dozens of languages in different countries, growing all these things, And here they were, right in front of me. I couldn't take pizza for granted ever again after that. I realized this easy-to-get food combination had been an option to the masses for less than one human lifetime. Here it was, right at arm's reach, inexpensive and delicious. I held in my hand a gift bestowed upon me by the luck of the time I was born. And Skittles helped me see that. I started to appreciate the little things more that day. Life is full of great stuff when we stop to appreciate even the things that are within arm's reach. Lesson 3. Explore. We live in a world full of mysteries and new experiences. Everything's interesting, and everything can be exciting when we allow ourselves to explore the world and all the cool stuff it has on offer. Skittles followed her nose everywhere. When we went on a walk, there were times I intentionally let her lead. After all, the walks were as much for her as for me. So I'd let her pick the trails, and she often chose trails that I wouldn't have because I tend to be a creature of habit. She was a creature of curiosity, so she would go down trails we hadn't been before. Because of her, I discovered new beautiful places, places I wouldn't have otherwise. There are endless adventures when we get a little out of our comfort zone, and huge adventures when we get even further from the familiar. Even simply trying something different off the menu can be a small adventure when we're present and allow ourselves to enjoy the different experience. We never know what we will find when we explore. And if we never explore, we will never know what we missed, because we will have deprived ourselves of the possibility of it. Follow your nose. Explore. Lesson 4. Be present. I took Skittles with me anywhere she was permitted, and probably a few places she wasn't. On a cross-country trip, we saw the Grand Canyon and Death Valley, and we saw battlefields of the Civil War. One day we sat at a cannon emplacement that remained there, and I was lost in thought about all the history that had happened in that place and how at one point it had been very loud and scary, probably, and it wasn't so much loud and scary now. Skittles looked out over the peaceful river there. She was serene and content, as she often was, and she was focused. I followed her eyes, and they led to a pair of bald eagles flying beautifully over the water. Silent moments with my dog were a gift and a reminder. As I was busy attaching meaning to the locations we were visiting, she sat silently enjoying every nuance of the moment, enjoying being there with her person. She taught me that no matter where you are or what's going on, any seat is a good seat. When you are in the moment and you watch the world, it shows you wonderful things. Exploring is good, but being still and enjoying the world as it is in the moment is priceless. In these moments, we notice things we usually miss. We find comfort with our own company. Skittles sat and watched the world with quiet contentment. It was magical. I don't know what Skittles called this in her little doggy mind. I call it meditation. Sometimes all it takes to ground ourselves is to sit in the presence of a dog in nature and just be there. Lesson 5. Happiness is contagious. Wherever we went, Skittles entered with a wag and a happy spirit. Her happy nature was infectious. People's voices would actually go up a few octaves when she was around. She was happy, and she made people happy. And those people's happiness rubbed off on other people. So the happiness continued. Skittles' natural way of being embodied an idea from Gautama Buddha. Thousands of candles can be lit from a single candle, the Buddha said. And the life of the candle will not be shortened. Happiness never decreases by being shared. Many dogs don't need to be shown these lessons. Most of them are the lessons in action. And perhaps I was lucky or blessed, but my dog was wise, truly wise. Maybe an advanced spirit? I don't know. I learned endless lessons on life from her. And I hope to repay her loving teaching by being more like her each day. My life will forever be divided into two sections, the time before I knew her and after she came into my life. Be the dog today. Be vulnerable. Appreciate the little things. Explore. Be present. And share your happiness. Wag more. Bark less. And so long, Skittles. Good girl. Such a good girl.
Thank you for listening to The Soul Podcast. If you enjoyed what you heard, learned something new, or were just entertained, please tell your friends about the show and hit that follow button. This is the best way for other people to find the show. Check the show notes for links to supporting information as well as any books or other reading material related to this episode. I love making The Soul Podcast. My goal is to bring you more shows each season. If the show's spoken to you and you feel called to, please join our list of producers. You can become a producer for as little as $3 a month, and each of you helps me get one step closer to making The Soul Podcast my full-time job. You can find a producer link in the show notes.